Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, a letter about a Tom moment, Chick's dad, and the monkeys on pot. It's coming up in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
There's a lot of pain in this room.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, yeah.
I was dumped too.
This is therapy.
You were dumped?
Yeah. I'm over it now. When she first dumped me, I just completely overreacted. Oh, really? I just follow her around on dates and go, slut! Look at the slut! Slut over here!
Follow into restaurants.
We'd like a table for two. The whore would like a table! Table for whore! We're friends now.
Sure.
I bet. Oh, well,
no,
sure.
No, there's no coming back from whore.
No.
There's no Hallmark card you can buy. And, sorry, I called you whore.
In
but
public.
Now I love you even more. Don't even look at me.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
A couple quick things going on. Willie, can you explain this? I've got this beautiful, I don't know how to describe it. It's like the size of a... what are those things in the street with the...
Stop sign?
Manhole covers?
Manhole covers, thank you.
I thought it was stop sign, and I was like, well, you're used to ignoring those, so it makes sense you wouldn't know the name of it.
Tom Griswold attended Columbia University
in
New York City.
I bluffed my way in. Yeah, that's the size of a manhole.
Nobody's that good.
It's a Cleveland Browns dog pound thing, and where'd this come from?
My buddy Colin down in Louisville, he works at a place called Hexhead, and they make all this stuff. It's like wall art, and he brings me to my shows, and I had the show in Louisville with Han a few weeks ago, so we brought those around. That's just for you. You got them for a lot of folks on our staff.
Thank you.
Cool. Thanks, Colin. He's,
he's got
a
one.
Man.
He's
you got one, Ace? Oh, there we go.
I got Notre Dame.
Oh, it's for the Raiders.
Yeah, man.
He's Super Bowl.
So he has no standards. He'll do it for anything.
He'll do it
I've got
for
this
anybody.
Commanders, like 2 years ago or three, it's in my bar right now. It's like a big, like your Brown size.
So only is that made of metal?
A big
It's really cool. It's all made in America, hand painted.
Yeah. I got a Boilermaker for my daughter, Sophie.
What's the name of the company again?
Hexhead. And Colin comes to the shows. He brings his girl. They're the greatest. Yeah. Love you, Colin. Thank you, man.
Appreciate
you,
Colin. Very cool.
Great guy.
Now, I got this letter.
Yeah.
What? I've been told to read this. Oh, okay. It says, hello to my favorite talk show hosts. Last night, I had a Tom moment. I was going outside to smoke, as Tom would say, a little reefer.
Nice.
When my wife asked where I was going, and for some reason I could remember the word joint, so I said, I'm going to smoke a pot stick. Okay. Makes sense to me.
Pot stick.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All now, right.
There's pot stickers.
Yeah, there's also a thing we were talking about called a tie stick.
Tie stick.
Tie stick. That's some good stuff, right?
Is that exotic?
That was big back in the 70s.
I want to say hash or something.
Yeah, hash oil.
It's like dipped in something.
Right.
That's what you guys are hitting.
I see.
The guy I was buying it from, he shorted me.
I love getting your letters.
I'm sorry.
Is this your dad?
Is this on? Yeah. Might have been my dad just selling me tie stick. He gave me a discount.
Did he?
Your dad was a marijuana dealer.
Yes, he was.
Did he have the tie stick, or did he just stick with the marijuana?
I shut my eyes, and he has one of those little leather cigarette folding machines.
Right.
And he would fold the cigarette, the marijuana joints, while we watched Laugh In.
Aww. Yeah.
And he smoked regular cigarettes, right?
He smoked Camels, no filters. And he did not smoke marijuana when I was ever around, that I can remember.
Did he give you a lecture while doing it?
Nope.
Did you know it was wrong at the time?
Nope.
Huh.
I didn't know nothing.
Okay.
That's what I told the cops.
No. Didn't know nothing.
I thought he was just rolling his cigarettes. I don't know if I was aware of marijuana.
I was a
Partridge Family, Bobby Sherman,
sure,
Monkeys, Banana Splits kid. I didn't know all
yeah,
that.
We grew up the same way.
Naughty drug talk.
Yeah.
I think the Monkeys were high on the reefer.
Nah.
You think so?
Well,
don't
that,
ruin
well,
this for
you
me.
Mean they, now, you know, the Beatles, there was a cute one, the serious the
intelligent
one.
Intelligent one, yeah. Quiet.
Monkeys, the pain in the ass one, Mike. I bet he smoked dope. Or maybe he didn't. That's why he was so grumpy.
No, it was Peter Tork that did.
Wait, by the way, are you your mother in 1961? I think the Monkeys are on reefer. I think they're on the reefer.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
we're not reefer people.
Were you with me when we saw Davy Jones?
I was, yes, at Epcot.
You remember Christy slid out of her seat when he walked up the aisle?
No, I saw Davy Jones at the America Pavilion in Epcot.
No,
and he sang right to me.
I met Davy backstage at an event.
No, I was not there.
I'll just say he was quite...
he passed away, you can go ahead and say.
He had a white booger kind of suspended in his nose.
An amazing white booger.
Yeah.
And I'll tell this because he's also passed away. Peter Tork was on the show and he played the guitar and it seemed okay. But it could have been the worst guitar I've ever heard.
And he
in my
sat
entire
right
life.
There. I remember that.
It was all right.
Yeah. No, he wasn't very good.
And Todd Young looked at me, and I looked at him, and Todd Young said the F word like this. Oh. That's a true story.
Speaking of guitars.
Oh.
Hey. Pat, can you play your song? We were talking off the air about a certain person who showed up on the Epstein list.
Oh, yeah.
Friend of the show,
Well, that'll happen.
Comedian.
I'm just glad my name hasn't come up yet.
Well, I mean,
we were tight.
I just feel sorry for...
We're boys.
I feel sorry for the journalists.
He's my boy.
That have to go through, what is it now, 10 million pages of whatever testimony, blah, 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 blah. Will it ever stop?
No.
And now, this is a song about list.
It's called The Epstein List. On the Epstein list, the country's mad, wives are pissed. You know, it's just politics, but it seems everybody's on the Epstein list. Prince Andrew, that's obvious, but everybody's on the Epstein list. Nelson Mandela, the peace activist, someone said he's on the Epstein list. Desmond Tutu and Pope Francis, Mr. Rogers, what are the chances? The Dalai Lama's publicist, seems everybody's on the Epstein list. The guy from Dunkin' Donuts who gets up early, Larry Moe and the first Curly, the unknown comic, the Maharishi, the guy who sold me my Mitsubishi, the guitar tech from Genesis, everybody's on the Epstein list. Epstein list, people are pissed, who's really on it, who'd they miss? Left side, right side, down the middle, that guy from the band Kansas who plays the fiddle. Even my girlfriends are really pissed. Apparently, I'm on the Epstein list.
Yeah. The first Curly.
Oh, yeah.
Not Curly Joe Dorito, whatever it was. Everyone knows every picture of Epstein, he's got his mouth closed. What if he had bad teeth?
No, and I don't want to know. I don't care. I don't want to even talk. Well, I guess Bill and Hillary are going to be testifying the end of the month.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, they're finally getting divorced?
No, in front of the House Committee about the Epstein files.
Oh, okay.
See, yeah. Coming up, it's going to be...
Let me tell you something. I did not know Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
I was not even sure who it was.
Those pictures, that was the early version of
me.
Early version of AI.
No, sir.
You're kind of nailing Clinton right now.
Yeah.
I had a friend, Jeff, buy me gum. I don't remember any Epstein, certainly.
I thought it was a regular lemonade stand.
It was a regular gum. I can't put stuff in gum.
We get versions of this story all the time. Did you see this story about the guy in the with the blowtorch? And did I give that one to you? This is great.
A Massachusetts man set fire to his house while using a blowtorch to melt ice. Fire crews responded to the home in Milton and spent hours putting out the stubborn blaze amid the icy conditions. The homeowner told WHDH that he was up on a ladder trying to melt ice in his gutter when the fire broke out and spread through the attic. Neither the man nor his wife were injured. Milton Fire Lieutenant John Erner said the incident serves as a lesson. Call in a professional when trying to take care of ice buildup and extreme cold, ladies and gentlemen.
What do you want to do? You buy the blowtorch. You want to have fun with it. You can't make creme brulee every day.
No.
You got to go up on the gutter. You got to light your own house on fire.
Didn't Jess Hooker have a blowtorch?
Yes.
She was melting ice on her, her driveway. Yeah.
Yeah, we get these all the time. We had the one...
She's a survivalist.
We had one where a guy, actually it was a lady, burned down an apartment complex. She was trying to kill roaches, and she had a small flamethrower.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this guy almost burned his house down. But the good news is he got rid of the ice in the gutters.
Thank goodness.
Yeah,
and the roof.
Yeah. That can be pesky, can't it?
Have you seen those videos on... I don't know why they seem to be popping up more on my timeline. A guy knocks one of those vents off the side of a house. You've seen them. They're like an octagon.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, they're like vents on it. Knocked it away, and there were like 30 bats come flying out of his house.
Wow.
And then there's like some... Took a piece of siding in a room, and there's the biggest beehive you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm on that Instagram ladies thing.
And they said they only... We couldn't understand where the humming was coming from. Mm-hmm. It's a gigantic hive.
There's a gal with an Instagram account, and all she does is go in and take care of these huge bee infestations. Mm-hmm. It's amazing where they go. It's fascinating.
Now, Pat, can you grab your guitar? Don't you do a series, as I recall, where you take songs, and often a song, for example, most famously, Yesterday, the great Paul McCartney song started off as Scrambled Eggs. Didn't you have an early version of Bruce Springsteen and that great song of his?
I'm on
Fire? Yeah, is it called I'm on Fire? Or
is it just Fire?
Ooh, I'm on Fire.
I think I had something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, and here's a little tip, because this happened in my friend's neighborhood.
We all love Bruce.
Do you need more time?
Go ahead. What do you got?
If you have those batteries for like your lawnmower or. Yeah. Make sure that you unplug those and charge them in the charger that they're provided with, because that can caused a major fire for someone. Yes.
You mean like the one on my leaf blower?
Yes, yeah. But you use the actual charger it came with, right? You don't have like a different charger.
Oh yeah, I got the same. Yeah.
Okay. Are you sure? Oh, watch this. Are you sure that's the right charger?
And make
I
sure
to check that.
You might want to unplug them too when they're charged.
Really?
Make sure you unplug them.
I know you're not an alarmist, so you won't take this too far. You'll be fine.
Okay. Pat once again explores the origin of great songs. But they often start off with either nonsense lyrics or alternate lyrics. Again, Paul McCartney, Yesterday was Scrambled Eggs.
Scrambled Eggs. The first draft. This is Springsteen's the first draft of I'm on Fire. Rigging up leaves after school. Burn them in the pile with diesel fuel. No. Flames getting higher. Ooh, I'm on fire! My wife left me all alone. Think I'll make chicken while she's not home. Oh no, I spilled the fryer. Ooh, the house is on fire!
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes, he's very too literal.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. Yeah.
People often ask, do you guys plan this show?
No.
Is this live? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was very good. So don't take a flamethrower to your house.
A blowtorch, whichever.
I was having, like two houses ago, they were doing some painting. I had a house that was built in 1924. Beautiful house. Some friends of mine live in it now. And with this beautiful porch.
Yeah.
And they were out there with those Burns-O-Matic torches on ladders, burning off the lead paint on the ceiling.
Well, sometimes that's how you have to get the paint off the
And it kept catching
structure.
On fire.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Well, they're staying. You have to hang with it, but yeah, that's how you do it.
Yeah, they're burning it and then scraping it.
And they're scraped, then you put the fire out. Yeah. You do as best you can. There's no other way to get that paint off sometimes.
Ugh. Beautiful porch.
I bet.
It looks fine now.
It's great now.
Don't look at the ceiling. It's a little scorched.
Yeah, be careful out there with those torches.
Yeah, and you smell it every now and then. Yeah. Only when it's wet.
No, we return to the news desk with Christy Lee.
A long-lost class ring from Nebraska's Crete High School has finally made its way home after more than half a century. A beachcomber with a metal detector unearthed the 1966 class ring buried in the sand on a Belmar, New Jersey beach and noticed initials on it. He worked with local librarians and the Crete Public Schools Foundation to trace the ring back to Barbara Weilage, class of 66. Family and longtime classmates were stunned to learn the ring had survived decades and turned up nearly 13 miles from home with little damage.
1,300.
I said 1,300 miles. Didn't I?
No.
What'd I say? 1,300 miles from home with little damage. Wylidge's sister said the journey remains a mystery, but the return is a reminder of kindness and community connections. I assume the woman's not with us anymore.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
Well, if she's not involved in getting her ring back, it sounds like she's not with us.
I'm not. It doesn't say that she's deceased. But I'm sure before she died, she thought.
At what point did you see this and you said, hey, this will be a good story to read?
Yeah, everybody loves class rings, so we got to talk about those.
You know, I hawked my class ring during the first. Well, you know this. During the first gold boom in like the 80s or whatever it was. Yeah.
How much did you get for it? You remember?
I don't remember how much.
I hawked my first wedding ring.
There you go.
At the same time. I did too.
I like using the term hawk.
Mm-hmm. It's nice.
Well, I'm sure she probably thought this would never fall out of that guy's ass.
Oh my gosh. Well, I hope she's dead.
That's a bad story.
Do you have your other
one? I wish I was dead.
God. Do you have any of your other wedding rings? you brought it up. Don't give me the stink eye.
I do not. The second one, the diamond was reset. The third one, no. I have the band.
Don't you have to keep that for the girls, right?
All that's left is the band of gold.
All that's left.
Free to pain. You can't touch her.
But see, when you have two girls, then who gets the, you know.
Well, luckily you have enough husbands to go around.
you can get knocked out.
Said the guy who's been married three times. Thank you very much.
That was thoughtful of you, Christy. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you were doing. You have to have enough husbands for your daughter.
Yeah, so they could each have a ring. Yeah.
Now, what's the tradition? Are you supposed to hang on to the wedding dress?
Okay, so I did. Okay, they yelled at me for this too. The wedding dress that I was married in to their dad, I sold or gave it away when we moved, but I took, because I'm short, I had to have quite a bit of material cut off of it. So I saved that so that when they get married, we can use it for maybe making a bouquet or, you know, something. Nice. But they go, why'd you get rid of your dress? Well, it's not like they were going to wear it. I mean, let somebody else get use out of it.
So you've got enough fabric to make a little something.
Yeah, like to put, because that's the tradition, you know, maybe make a little something. I don't know what, maybe a garter or
I was going to say, you got any garters left? Me and Pat like good looking garters.
I'd like a garter.
Yeah. Like a garter?
Oh, yeah, makes me horny.
You like?
I like to wear a garter around my head like a sweatband.
Yeah, well, game worn though, right?
Oh, yeah, I got a game worn.
Ever been with a woman who's wearing garters?
No.
I'm a big fan of the nude.
I prefer to make love to nude women.
Hey, here's more clothes you can put on. Nope.
So lingerie is not a big thing for you guys.
No.
Don't even notice it.
That's really interesting.
It's fun.
Really?
It's fun for like 20 seconds, but I don't want the frilly umbrella. I want the drink. You know,
that's an excellent point. Let me get in there.
That is a nice analogy.
That's wonderful.
Let me get in there. Is what he said.
I know you're not saying that.
That was still with the drink.
Let me get in there.
I'm taking my straw and I'm putting it in the drink. That was bad too.
Horse.
Let me get in there.
You're not going to get out of this. Hey, Patty G. Did you have a high school class ring?
Yes.
Did you get one?
I did get one.
I have mine. Do you have yours?
No. Do you still have it?
I do not. I'll be darned where it is.
Oh, though. I'm sure your parents wanted it. There was no pawning in the Griswold home. Is your high school class ring with your brothers and sisters?
No, you gave it to a girl and she never gave it back.
No.
Is this some huge plaque at the country club in Boyne Highland? Is that where your ring is?
Where is it?
First of all, it's pronounced Boyne Highlands.
Whatever.
Did you lose it swimming in Lake Michigan?
No, I don't.
Wallow
recall.
Skinny
Lake.
Dipping with some Muffy, Buffy, Biffy.
If anybody else gets this, let me know. But did you and the Kennedys and that damn Skakel kid trade high school rigs? Is that what's happening? Right.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United. United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.